Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we have a lot going on for you this week. Not only did we interview Real Housewives of Potomac star Robin Dixon, which, you know, it's a huge week for her. It was just revealed that her and Juan got married, which is actually funny because we recorded our interview with Robin right before.
Yeah.
And she did talk a little bit about the wedding and stuff like that. The official news wasn't out there yet. So that was a bummer, but we still got a little bit of scoop about why she wanted such a private ceremony, et cetera. But we'll get to that interview later. First, this week, obviously, we want to start with some Bravo news. And we have quite a bit of it. Girls Trip is filming season 4.
Morocco.
And we got our first spotting of a few of the ladies filming in Morocco.
Just a little small picture, but we'll take what we can get. It's nothing too special.
For sure. I mean, we're all aching to see more, but it was cool to see Alex McCord filming with Brandi Glanville and Vicky Gunvalson. It kind of looked like they were shopping, I think.
Yeah, it looked like there was a lot of other people in there too. It looked like it was a crowded store.
Yeah, I think a fan took a photo with them, but it's getting me excited for season 4. I know we're a long way off, but you know, I think we're in store for some good stuff. Brandi actually just did an interview on Melissa Gorga's podcast. And she talked about how she was looking forward. Well, she said she didn't think she was going to fight with many people.
Right.
But the person she was looking forward to feuding with and wasn't ashamed to say it is Camille Grammer. And she said, because she's an idiot.
Those two are not going to get along at all. I mean, we see Camille fight with a lot of the Beverly Hills people. Those two are going to be going at it. Like, I don't even see them being friends throughout the experience. I mean, who knows, maybe by the end of the week they can come to a good conclusion, but I don't think those two are going to be getting along at all.
No, I mean, we did go into season 2 with Tamara and Brandi on the outs, and now they're like BFFs.
Exactly.
But I don't think we'll get the same with Camille. I just think they've been oil and water for years. They've never gotten along. They've fought online. They've fought on the show. Like, they're just not fans of each other. So I don't see that going well.
Yeah, Camille seems like a little bit of a difficult person to get along with. I mean, I like her on the show, but it seems like her fighting tactics, it just seems like she gets under people's skin and it makes it irritating. You know, that Brandi is just, she goes for the jugular. So I almost feel like they have exact opposite approaches, and that could lead to some good television for us.
Yeah, I've not seen my OG fave, Caroline Manzo.
The girl, I haven't seen a thing. I know, I have to say, it was pretty crazy to see like Alex McCord like out there in the flesh. Like, we've talked about this already, but she's definitely the person I'm most excited for, because I just feel like she's been someone that we have not seen her on television in so long, and so much has changed in her life that it's going to be really exciting to see what she brings to the show.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of Brandi's interview with Melissa, obviously we're gearing up for the premiere of Real Housewives of New Jersey season 13, which is going to be crazy. And the taglines were just dropped this week.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what you think.
No spoilers. We do have interviews with some of the Jersey girls coming up. We won't, you know, reveal anything this early, but we are going to be chatting with some of them as the season nears, which is going to be super, super fun. But yeah, the taglines I think are pretty good. I feel like each one kind of speaks to the person, which is the point of it, but it doesn't always happen. Teresa's, you know, your girl, Teresa, blood may be thicker than water, but it's harder to clean when it spills. I kind of like that. You know, she didn't think of it.
Yeah, she's, I mean, the way I took it is she's basically saying this fight with her, you know, between her, Melissa and Joe is going to get nasty. And she's kind of over cleaning it up. She's kind of, you know, it's.
Kind I like of, it.
Yeah,
I like that's going to be the basis of the season is the Gorga Judice seems like it could be the final fallout. I mean, we've said that for years.
But. Dolores has said that to us in the past. Yeah. She said parents are no longer around to give them a reason to like make up and, and make their relationship work. So it's going to be even harder now.
And now Teresa's Louis, she doesn't need someone to lean on. I mean, like she really relied on Joe and Melissa to support her, you know, now she kind of has her people, they have theirs, and the lines are kind of drawn. Melissa is, this definitely insinuates about the family drama. You'll never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air. Now for the many fans, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of Team Teresa, Team Melissa and Joe, but for the many fans that feel like Teresa's the problem, this definitely speaks to their opinions because she's basically calling Teresa toxic. I mean, that's how I'm reading it.
Yeah, she's saying now that Teresa's not out of our life, we're breathing fresher air, you know. We have mental clarity, etc. Yeah, definitely a dig at Teresa for sure. Jennifer's is interesting. Payback's a bitch, so start barking.
That sounds like I know we've each seen the first episode of the new season. I think this is insinuating the drama with Margaret to come, which we haven't gotten a big glimpse of yet. But I believe that there's stuff that involves Margaret's old friend that comes up this season, which we haven't really seen in the trailers or anything. I think that's going to be a bit of a storyline. And Jennifer and Margaret just are never going to get along. I don't think that they just cannot get to a good place ever.
No. No, they've been feuding for seasons now. They had that nice, like kind of positive moment. I think it was last season where they kind of had a breakthrough. They had a eerie conversation. They apologized to each other. But now they're back to, you know, feuding. And I think Jennifer is also going to get into it a little bit with Dolores. We won't say too much, but there's going to be a lot of feuding this season, especially from what we've seen already in the first episode.
Oh yeah, the Jersey girls always bring it. Speaking of Dolores, we know she's in love, and that's exactly what she references in her tagline. This Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish and nobody's screwing with my pot of gold. Now I'm Irish, red hair, and I love it. And Dolores just seems so happy with Paul. Like it seems like we haven't seen a ton of him because he hasn't really been on the show yet. And it seems like she's really going to embrace him. He's going to embrace the experience in this season. And she seems so happy, not in the way that she was with David, because it didn't seem like that was a great, you know, she seems thrilled with Paul. So happy.
Yeah. And then we have Margaret. I'm a loyal friend and a lethal enemy.
I actually think that that's pretty accurate. Like, I feel like Margaret is good to the people that are good to her, i.e. Melissa and Jackie, but like, she knows where bodies are buried. She knows the scoop. She's kind of have her hands at cookie jars. She's got connections. Like, she'll go after you if, you know.
I think
with Jennifer, she was like, I know this secret that a lot of people, I mean, I guess people did know about it, but she was the one to unearth that big bomb.
Yeah, and I think a few of the ladies have said it in the past that it's like Margaret's great until you cross her. And then it's like, that's not like the territory you want to go in. Like, do not cross Margaret. You're in trouble if you do. And I think Jennifer's getting a good taste of that.
For sure.
Teresa a little bit.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
The Danielle thing, I think it's still, Teresa's still sort of getting the repercussions of that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, fair enough. I do feel like Margaret's a pretty forgiving friend, but she could be lethal. We have a couple of new girls this season, which we're excited for. You know, Jersey has a great cast, but it has been a little consistent lately, where I'm excited to add some fresh blood into the mix. Rachel Fuda, who's one of the newbies, I think she's Melissa Margaret side of things. She's something she very much is in that camp. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm too busy running a business to care about yours. Okay, well, we don't really know much about you, so like that sounds great, but like we gotta wait, you know. I ain't gonna jump to conclusions. Like, who are you?
Yeah, I think she's probably saying like, I'm too occupied with my own career to worry about your funny.
Right. Which like kind of doesn't make sense because you're on a reality show, but
yeah,
we'll go with it, Rachel Fuda.
We'll give her a pass. We'll see how she plays out this season.
Yes, I'm excited. I really am excited for all the newbies. And then the final one is Danielle Cabral, who is a, you know, it seems like the newbies are on one side or the other. Danielle very much seems like a Teresa Jennifer girl,
which
I may be over the top, but I'd rather be bougie than basic. And we've seen the first episode of this aligns because she's bougie and not basic. She's very over the top.
The interesting thing about Danielle is she's on Teresa's side, like in her alliance. But what's interesting is she is actually Caroline Manzo's like step niece.
Yes. And yeah, wait, did they say that in the, yes, when
no,
I heard
they don't
this,
say it in the first episode. I read it online.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it'll come out somehow. So Dina and Caroline were I think her step aunts. So Danielle's stepdad, I believe, so her mother, I think, married Caroline and Dina's brother. I don't know what his
That's
name
crazy.
Is.
Hopefully we can get Danielle on the podcast and ask, or yeah, as you your wish, we get Caroline on the podcast soon and we can ask her, because that is such an interesting, that's like typical Jersey from, we're both from Jersey, we know people are connected in all sorts of ways, especially with this show. I know she's actually from Staten Island, I believe, though.
Yeah,
not Jersey.
She has a heavy Staten Island accent. She'll be interested.
I agree. I think that the newbies they're bringing in are good. And then there's another newbie, Jennifer Fessler, and Jackie is a friend of, that they don't have taglines because they're not full-time, but it's a big cast when you also, you know, add in the husbands who obviously bring a lot to the show and even the kids. So we have a lot to look forward to with Jersey season 13, I think.
And as Jersey kicks off, Salt Lake City is wrapping up. We just had part one of the reunion this week. What did you think?
Well, I'm okay for the snow to go away, literally, Salt Lake. I think I'm ready for it to wrap up. You know, I think that, and it was actually funny, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about this, that isn't a diehard Housewives fan, but watches it and keeps up with it. And it's like, Salt Lake is so confusing. Like, what are these women fighting about? Mm-hmm. Why did they, this one hates that one. I mean, what had weather and bad weather, almost like they hate each other. And it's like so hard to keep up. Clearly the standout moment, I would say, and I think you'll agree, was Meredith calling Jen about these accusations of pill popping. What did you think about that moment?
I was not expecting any appearance by Jen whatsoever. We knew she wasn't coming to the reunion. No one ever said anything about her possibly calling in. So it was a pleasant surprise. It was just like, I like shocking moments, regardless of whether I like the person or not. Mm-hmm. I think it's unexpected. So it was a good element to the reunion. I kind of loved Lisa's dig after Jen called, and, you know, I guess Lisa said that Jen spread a rumor about Meredith popping pills, and Meredith called Jen denied it, and then Lisa was like, why would you believe this person? She's going to jail for lying.
Yeah, that was a good clap back. You really can't clap like, back Whoa. At that. And yeah, I agree. The Jen call was fun. It wasn't leaked. We didn't know about it. It wasn't in the trailer, I don't think.
No.
So it was a fun moment. I was surprised that she did, you know, answer. Maybe there's more she said that we didn't see, or maybe that was just it. I mean, I'm sure it was very little that she actually said.
Yeah.
Because this was filmed before she was sentenced.
Yes. And even Whitney took a dig at the end of the phone call. I think she said, I don't believe a word that comes out of her mouth anymore. So Whitney and Lisa are being very clear with where they stand with Jen. They're not no longer fans of her, don't want anything to do with her. Heather was very quiet, didn't say a word. So I don't know where she stands currently. But she did talk a little bit about Jen at the end of the reunion when the time for Black Eye came up. Andy, you know, asked, hey, what happened? Come on, let's get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't know. She thinks she blacked out. We didn't get any more answers. I don't think we ever will. I think she's just always going to pull this. I blacked out. I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying that I think that's all we're going to get.
There's very little clarity about what the hell happened.
Yeah, and even Andy asked hypothetically, like, do you think it's possible that Jen hit you? Or if she did, would you hide it? And Heather said if she knew that Jen did do something to her to cause the black eye, she would hide it. So it's like,
there's just no conclusion and no clarity about this. And I was kind of happy that I believe it was Lisa and Whitney who kind of called her out and was like, you kind of involved production in this because you weren't telling them what happened. Like, this storyline was just one of the worst storylines in Housewives. I'm sorry. And I think a lot of other people agree. Check Twitter for more. But it just didn't, like, I don't even know where these women go next. I mean, we did discuss it with Meredith about, you know, what comes next. I would presume that these four stick around for season four and then we bring some new girls in. I don't know if the friends are going to stick around, to be honest. It doesn't seem like they're really landing, that there's genuine relationships there with the Angie K, Angie H, and Dana.
I think the one who has the best shot is Angie K.
Me too.
I think Dana, she seemed a little uncomfortable at the reunion. Like, she's not fit for reality TV. I mean, I understand maybe it takes time to warm up to cameras and stuff like that, but she was super nervous. She didn't even remember Angie Harrington's name. I don't know if you caught that, but she was saying something about Angie Harrington. She kind of looked at her and paused, and she was like, she's just like, you. She like clearly didn't know her name. I did appreciate that she like went head to head with Jen throughout the season, but we didn't even get those scenes until the reunion. So it kind of fell flat for me. And then Angie Harrington, I mean, she's okay. I'm all right with her having guest appearances, but I don't think she's strong enough to be a full-time housewife. I would see Angie K coming back.
Me too.
I wouldn't miss her if they just started fresh with new people and just kept the core four.
Yeah. They're going to have to go searching for new girls. And I think, I'm sure Bravo's already on it. I mean, I don't know how far away we are from filming of season four, but it'll be interesting to see what they do. We know Jen won't be back. And now she's creating a website that I'm a little, so this is, there's been no releases and statements yet. You have to sign up and yet like, I'm going to give the convicted woman what she's been accused of. My info. Okay. How dumb does she think we are? Granted, I'm sure a lot of people did it. No offense to those people. What is she angling for? What is she trying to do?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be sort of like an OnlyFans tactic where it's like, sign up, but then like finding out the truth is going to cost this much money. And I don't know what she's doing. She was very loud on social media this week. She's trying to post as much as she can. It's like, I just don't get it. It's like, you only have a few weeks with your family left.
Right.
Like, let the, you know, fame go. Like, you know, you're not on the show anymore. You just have a bad image coming off of the season where you screamed you're innocent throughout the season. And then, you know, we know you pled guilty. The website thing was like, ooh, like just not a good look. And then like her strategy of posting it literally either the minute the reunion started or it was like within 5 minutes.
Barely on purpose.
On purpose.
There's a lot of attention.
She's bitter. It seems, like she's bitter. Like, why didn't you just go to the reunion then? Like, she feels like
Or do the interview with Andy. Do something, not this. Like, do the interview with Andy, go to the reunion. It's so aggravating. And it's like, here we are. We sit here at the end of January. Honey, you're going to jail like Valentine's Day. So, like, what, how much time, like, the truth about, you know, everything, it's like, what are you angling at? Like, I don't understand, like, what she's trying to make happen. And maybe there'll be something come to light in a week or so before she is shipped on off. But I just, I'm not understanding. And it just, I would respect her so much more if she had just done this. I understand not going to the reunion. I almost would have preferred, as a fan and a follower of the show, a one-on-one sit down with Andy. Like, heck, go talk to like Robin Roberts or something. Do a sit down and take on the hard questions. Have someone ask you, did you do this? What is your response to the people that you committed the crimes against? And give us a genuine answer. Don't try to, you know, like, try to trap people in these crazy stories and you're not even giving the truth. So I'm not subscribing. I mean, of course, when the news comes out, I'll obviously be paying attention to what she has to say, but I'm not subscribing, Jen.
Same. I mean, I'm not giving my email information. This is like all part of what she...
My God. If anyone out there, do not give her your information. No. We beg. Do not. It's a bad idea. I can't.
Yeah. Anyway, we also got a new episode of Real Housewives of Miami this week, which was wild.
Talk about going from like darkness and aggravation of Salt Lake to like happiness. And like, it's so appropriate that Miami is so good and it takes place in Florida and the sun and Miami, which is like such a fun place. And like, These girls are just bringing it. This episode was wild. Yes. What did you think about them fighting? They're fighting in front of lawyers.
I know. I loved it. It was just so chaotic and mm-hmm. not like annoying chaotic. No. It was like hilarious chaotic. Like,
is it not New York Golden Age? That's what it makes me think of.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the Great Days in Roni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I loved Nicole whipping out her credit card and, you know, kind of like irking Alexia and Marisol and Larsa. And I don't know, I just loved it all. I loved every part of it. I loved Marisol just standing up and ranting and, you know, it's just like, oh my God, you know, it's just like.
Miami is so good. And I'm sad because I know the end of the season is a couple weeks away and they filmed the reunion. So the reunion's in the can and I'm excited to see how the rest of the season plays out. But Miami is just so good. Anyone I talk to, Housewives fans, I don't know if you hear the same response. People just love it. I just only hear positive things about Miami. That's all I hear from other Housewives fans. And people that don't watch it are like, I've been meaning to watch that, or I have heard it's so good, I need to watch it.
It's so good. I think the reunion's filmed this week. The seating chart just came out.
That's a seating chart that makes sense, by the way. It's basically the newbies versus the veterans.
Yes. Yeah. Adriana's on the side with the newbies.
Oh, yeah. But she's Julia's, you know, pair. They're her and Julia are a pair, so.
The seats next to Andy, you got Nicole on one side. Lisa on the other.
Makes sense. I think if the divorce wasn't happening, you would get Larsa. But you have to have Lisa in the center because it's like, you're going to talk about the drama and then you have to talk about this woman's life that has been so important to the storyline, more important than anyone else's life just because of what she's going through. So I think those are the perfect two people to have sitting next to Andy, with one veteran, one newbie. It's just been a great season, a great season.
Nicole's really like, just like proving herself. She's been so good, top notch this season. I liked her last season, but this one, she's just like, taking it up a notch. The whole disinviting Larsa was amazing. I know we talked about that last week, but I'm still like obsessed with it.
So good. We had Nicole on the podcast. She was so sweet and she came off as, you know, very authentic, and it seems like she lives a very great life and, you know, great husband, cute little boy, and, you know, very well off. And it just seems like she's bringing it. I mean, I just, she's a great cast. She was a great find.
Yeah. Now, like we said before, we interviewed Robin Dixon earlier this week, right before news of her marriage to Juan broke. Super exciting. Her and Juan are finally married 3 years after getting engaged for the second time. And we're supposedly going to get footage of that wedding in the season 7 finale. Which is coming up in the next few weeks. I know they filmed the reunion, I think last week or something. We talked to Robin a little bit about it. She gave us some good tea on the reunion. Talked about, you know, her ongoing feud with Karen, the accusations about Juan, you know, his alleged.
It's been quite a season for Robin, I think. It's been quite a season.
Yeah, for sure. Our interview was great too. She really just revealed a lot, teased what's to come, you know, talked about the reunion, like I said, and their wedding and stuff like that. So I know that'll be really good, you know, for listeners to hear. And she's always a good time. She's one of my favorites. And
for sure. How do you feel about Potomac coming to an end overall?
I'm sad. It's a good watch.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited to see the reunion because I just want to see a lot of things.
And by the end of every season, I'm kind of ready to wrap it up. I mean, there's only so long. Anything more than 20 episodes is way too much. This isn't going to that point, I don't think. But by the end, it's kind of be ready to wrap it up because you get ahead of the storylines, and then it's like, oh, you heard the reunion tape, then you're hearing stuff about the reunion. So it's like, you want to catch up kind of. So, you know, I'm excited to see kind of the finale of all of this come, and interested to see when they pick up filming for the next season and who comes back and who doesn't.
Yeah, same. I'm very curious about that. I'm curious to see if the cast the same, if Charisse will come back full time, maybe someone else, maybe Katie. I don't know. We shall see. So everyone tune in. We're going to take you to our interview with Robin now. And then we'll be back next week with surprise cast member from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes, we're digging into Jersey next week.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, guys.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
How are you?
We're doing great, especially now that you're here.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. This week's episode was so wild. You know, we have claims of Juan's alleged girlfriend. We have shots fired about a fake wedding. This was a big episode for you. How did you feel filming it and then also watching it back?
You know, I don't really get, I'm not one of those like woe is me type people. Like when the drama comes my way, I'm not like, oh my God, how dare you talk about me in my life. And so I'm always kind of like ready for it because it's actually kind of comical to me. And so when Ashley came to me with that, first of all, just the fact that she said, I don't know, whatever, what did she say that, she said,
Juan
around Georgetown holding hands with
right.
And I'm just like, that right there, I was like, you know what? That's where I start to laugh because all of any husband on our show would be like the biggest idiot in the world to walk around Georgetown, which is a heavy populated, popular, you know, not only tourist attraction, but like everyone, not everyone goes to Georgetown, but it's a very heavily populated area. He's walking around Georgetown holding hands with a woman. He is the dumbest man I've ever met. You know what I mean? Like, you know, same along the lines of like, oh, Chris Bassett DM me at 2 a.m. like Ashley. Like, Ashley, do you really think he's that dumb to like try to like hit on you? Like, no. So I was just like, okay, this is funny. And then just the story just kept getting like funnier and funnier to me. It's like, oh, and I know about it because it was on a blog. Like, oh my gosh. Like, we all know that anybody can write anything, you know, make something up and put it on the blog. I'm like, I can't even believe that someone, you know, that you're actually like buying this stuff, Karen. Like, this is, you're just really showing your cards here, like how much of an idiot you are. And then if you think back to the funny part, it was like, if you think back to in Miami, when Karen got all mad that, you know, Ashley said Candace was talking about her having, you know, being with other men. And
she's
if you don't have a picture, you don't have a picture or a name, I don't want to hear it. And so it's so funny. It's like, this woman is literally regurgitating nonsense from a blog. Like, so that's hypocritical, right?
Yeah.
And I actually have a picture, like, so of her and her,
blue, you know,
she's in love with blue eyes.
Blue like. Eyes.
So anyway, it was so comical to me. I mean, I don't really care what anyone says, you know, I don't care how people judge me or my relationship or anything. That doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. It's actually pretty funny when people start to show, you know, their obsession, because it was a weird obsession going on.
Yeah, we've seen that she's kind of come after your relationship pretty much all season. Why do you think she's so interested in knowing about your wedding plans and why you're doing this and why you're not doing that?
I think she kind of wants Juan. I don't know. Like, that's
well, she said that he likes her.
I mean, she basically said it.
Yeah, so that's
about that.
That's where her mind is going. Like, she literally, because she wants him. And you know, I'm not gonna give up the tea, but there have been words that have come out of her mouth that imply that she wants him. And so I just, you know, it's weird. There's an obsession there. It's very weird, but I'm nowhere near as obsessed with her life as she is with mine.
Was Juan at this season's reunion? Because I would love to see them sort of talk that issue out.
No, he was not there. He's in the middle of basketball season, and so we can't just like leave practice to go.
Juan Dixon is not here right now.
She's lucky.
Yeah, and I mean, but honestly, he, like, I did speak, you know, I told him everything that
said,
and he kind of was like, I don't even, like, you know, with whatever she was referring, oh, he hugged me tight and all that type of stuff. He's like, I don't even remember. Like, I can't say that I did or I didn't. I can't say what I said, what I didn't say. He's like, I don't remember. And whatever she was talking about, it was just like, it was just a bunch of nonsense to me. It was like, that's not something that you go home and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that, or he hugged me tight. Like, that's just, and I did not like the in the moment, I didn't think about it. But when I watched the episode, I'm like, I don't like how this sounds. Like, it's almost like you're implying that he did something sexually inappropriate to you, where, you know, on the flip side, you see Candace getting so mad at Giselle for just saying that he asked her to go into a private room, which made her feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I really think what Karen was saying about Juan is worse.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just funny. It's like, it's the energy that you give something is kind of what it turns into. And so I gave that no energy because it was ridiculous. And I know that Juan did not do anything inappropriate. And then you have Candace, who kind of, you know, acted like the world collapsed.
Yeah.
And Giselle talked about, you know, how Chris made her feel. Yeah. And, you know, we're still stuck on that. So it's just, you know, it's just how you kind of handle things and respond to things.
How long had you been sitting on the blue eyes information? I mean, I know this came up years ago with Charisse at the reunion. How long had you been sitting on this and that photo to kind of go up against Karen in that moment?
So the blue eyes has been around for years. And my point was, that was not an old picture. That was a recent picture. So it's not like, oh, I have a picture of you and blue eyes from back in the day, season two, when Charisse brought it up. Like, no, that was a picture of Karen and Blue Eyes from December 2021 in Las Vegas when the Washington Redskins played a football game against the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's like, this is still happening. And as much as, you know, she's going to deny it, clearly they blurred the picture out because, you know, they don't want to implicate a married man. So we're not only a cheater, but we're a homewrecker too, just, you know, for the record.
So who is he, from what you know or can say?
You know.
I don't know his name. I have been told, Charisse says he works at a hotel.
So this definitely,
and ironically, people have told me that they've seen her at a hotel with a man.
Oh, yikes.
Is this the same man that Charisse talked about seasons ago?
Yes, because Ashley saw him. And so I forget what they show and what they don't. Mm-hmm. Ashley has seen him. And so I said, Ashley, does this look like Blue Eyes? And she said, yes, that's Blue Eyes. And so she has seen him. And that's the same man that Charisse was talking about years ago. So
wow. We need Blue Eyes for season 8.
Yeah.
Obviously your wedding came up this week as well. Super excited about that. Talk to us a little bit about why you decided to have such a private wedding and, you know, why your parents aren't being involved.
Yeah. So, our first wedding, we had 400 people at the wedding.
Wow.
And it was great. We have great memories from it. We loved it. We had a great time. It was so much fun. It was like a big to do, you know, it was like a whole weekend thing, you know, that you do something Friday night, the wedding, Saturday, Sunday. It was just a whole production. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. But when I look back at it and I look at, like, you know, look at the guest list and the people that were there, and I'm like, I don't even talk to half of these people. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's just, you know, there's just, I have just different perspectives on just think life in general. Number one, I'm not interested in spending that type of money on a big shebang.
Like $500.
For, you know, hundreds of people that I don't quite communicate with frequently, and just, you know, just to prove something. Like, I'm not interested in that anymore. And it's a little, for me, it was like so special for our children to be involved and included. And I really wanted them to understand that this is about us and not about a big party, because my kids were actually disappointed that we were having such a small wedding. Because when they hear wedding, they're thinking
a big thing,
party, family, friends, it's going to be all this, you know, to do. And I just didn't want them to get the wrong impression that that's what, you know, a wedding was about. Now, you know, my parents, they are like the most supportive people in not only my life, but Juan's life and Corey and Carter's life. Like, they are amazing grandparents. They were amazing in-laws. Like I said, they treat Juan like a son. And so, you know, they would be the only ones, if I was to kind of say, okay, who would we invite? They would be the only ones. But I just, when I thought about it, I was like, gosh, it's like, well, how do I say no to my brother? And how do I say no to Juan's brother? And, you That's know, awesome. I just kept thinking about like the snowball of people that would think that they should be there. And so for me, that we just had to kind of, you know, make that hard decision to say, no, nobody's invited, it's just the four of us. And so like, so it's like either like no one could get mad or like everybody will
be mad. So what's the wedding status now? Or are you guys married and we just don't know?
So you'll have to watch the show to see you know, how the plans ended up and you know, what happened.
Yeah, because I know you guys got your marriage certificate. I think it was like August. And at the time, the report said it expires in February, which I don't know logistics.
Coming up.
So hoping that we possibly this season ends.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Oh my God.
What can you tease about your bachelorette party next week? That episode looks
good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We had so much fun. I was so drunk. Like, I was actually drunk. So we take a party bus from Mia's house and we go into Washington, D.C. to the strip club. I was gone by the time we arrived at the strip club. And so everything that happens in that strip club, I have like no recollection. I'm like, and it's so crazy because it was like all this, you know, chatter about Karen and the things, you know, Charisse was kind of spilling more of Karen's tea. Yeah. And like, so the next day or whenever we, you know, kind of talked about it, I was like, oh my gosh, she said that? I don't remember any of that. Like, I didn't hear one word that anybody said, because I was so drunk. But we all had such a great time. Like, it was just so great to just really like let loose and have a good time and be free and not really, you know, bicker and argue and just have like great positive energy. So we needed that.
We've obviously seen you have issues with Karen. It seems like she doesn't get the invite to the bachelorette, and Wendy doesn't either, correct? How are you and Wendy now? I mean, we saw you guys have a very bumpy road, specifically in Miami, when you kind of were very much Team Mia during that fight. How are you guys currently?
Yeah, so I mean, so for the record, I was not Team anyone. I was not, like, I wasn't Team Mia. I was, you know, honestly, what I you know, explained this in that moment, I was trying to tell Wendy to stop because I told her she had more to lose than Mia, because you know, Wendy as a university professor has some other standards that she has to kind of abide by. And so when you're in front of a camera, you have to be very careful with what you're doing, right? For sure. So that was my message to her. You know, my delivery is probably not the best, but I wasn't team anyone at all. Like, it was so weird to me that like people were, that the fans, the response to it was so, I don't know, like just intense, because you know, if you watch the show, we kind of were like, it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't, it wasn't the same situation of like, you know, the Monique situation with Candace. We literally were like, oh, okay, that was a mess, and we moved on. So I don't really, so I just want to make that clear. Wendy and I resolved our issues. All of our issues were based on everything that happened in season six, in the season six reunion. We had never had a discussion about season six. And so we resolved our issues during the season about that. The reason why Wendy was not invited to the bachelorette party was just, I felt like in a moment when Karen is like making these accusations against Juan, she's over there like laughing and hey, yeah. Like it felt like mm-hmm. she was like Karen's cheering squad.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like if I'm gonna invite people to a bachelorette party to celebrate me and my upcoming wedding, I just don't want people there that I don't feel actually support that. And so it wasn't even about, oh, I don't like her, she's not my friend. It's just, you know, when you were picking people to come to a bachelorette party, you want people that you actually feel are supportive. Yeah. And so that's, so I say that to say, we're fine. So the fact that mm-hmm. she wasn't at the bachelorette party doesn't mean that we're okay, you know? Mm-hmm. If she doesn't support me, my wedding and my relationship, that's fine, that's on her. But mm-hmm. I'm not like caught up on it at all.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Something else, you know, that happened at the beginning of the season, you touched a little bit upon it earlier with the whole Candace situation and Chris and you know, some of the women saying they felt uncomfortable with things Chris was doing. You know, I don't know if I want to say sides, but you know, you supported Candace in the beginning and sort of went against your best friend Giselle, sort of saying, you know, I don't know if that was something that she should have complained about or aired out. Is that something we'll see any repercussions at the reunion? I know you guys just filmed it a few days ago. Is that something that will be dealt with there? Or was Giselle very aware that you already did that?
Giselle was aware of my standpoint on that because, you know, we have, you all don't see everything that we film, you know? And so Giselle and I had talked multiple times about the situation where, you know, I kind of pointed out to her how I felt like, you know, I just felt like we know Chris, we know his intent, we know the person that he is. I just always felt like he's just very supportive of his wife and he wants to cultivate friendships, you know, amongst his wife and her friends and all that, which is fine. And so, you know, Giselle and I talked about that. She understood where I was coming from. So no, there was no, that's like a friendship for you. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, there was no need for her to like call me out on something that, you know, I literally told her in that meeting in the cafe. I was like, you shouldn't bring this up to her because we're talking about Candace here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're talking about someone who probably is not going to be able to process it the way that you hope that she does.
We saw that happen.
We saw that happen. And I knew that the time that had passed was going to be a big issue for Candace. Like she's, mm-hmm. She gets, you know, she thinks that things are done for TV.
Yeah, like why did you do that till we film?
Yeah. And I knew that was going to be an issue, even though I knew why Giselle was bringing it up because it was the mm-hmm. whole what Ashley said. And it kind of, you know, just, I don't want to use the word triggered as if Giselle was, you know, triggered, but
it brought it all back to the surface.
Giselle like thought about it. Well, you know what? He actually, mm-hmm. you know, he did this, which I think can be a little a little questionable or whatever. Yeah. But so we're fine with that, you know. And I was happy that I was able to express that opinion and not have Giselle be mad at me because I'm expressing my opinion that I don't necessarily agree with, you know, her bringing that.
It's kind of a true friendship right there.
Yeah.
What can you tease about the reunion? You guys just filmed recently. Any big moments, big fights, tears, walk-offs?
I mean, it was long. Like we wrapped probably 10:30 p.m. That was like a 12-hour day for sure.
Yeah, Andy was updating on his Instagram stories. Yeah. It seems like he was ready to get out of there by the end.
So it was a lot. There definitely are some, you know, some curse words and some yelling and all that type of stuff. Hopefully there's some clarification. There are, you know, maybe some people apologizing or taking ownership. And there's also some relationships that we thought were good that aren't good anymore. So we'll see a lot, you know, when it comes to the
just
where the group stands.
Friendships or romantic
relationships? Friendships. Okay. Yeah, amongst the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel in a better place with Karen? That were you able to hash things out enough at the reunion?
You know, Karen, Karen behavior was she played things very smart. And
interesting.
Yeah, I'll just say that. She played things very smart and did not want to give anyone a reason to
bring up
say anything else. Yeah.
Interesting.
What did you think about the seating arrangement? That's always such a hot topic for fans, and they posted it. What did you think?
I thought it was the strangest thing ever. I walked in, I was like, this is weird.
You and Giselle are usually next to each other. You guys were very far apart, no?
Yeah, we're very far apart. I mean, we've been apart before. We were, season 5, we were on opposite sides. They kind of explain, it's just like when it's like, they think about like who is friends with who and who is beefing with who. It's kind of like a puzzle piece to put people in. And so, you know, but I just felt like it would have made more sense for me and Mia to swap with Ashley and Wendy.
Yeah, I feel like it should be you, Mia, Giselle.
Yeah.
On one, you know, but I don't know. Bravo likes to keep us on our toes, I guess.
Yeah, it was very weird, but you know, hey, whatever. It's just a seat. Like we sit next to each other, you know, at the dinner table in all kinds of different configurations. And so whatever.
Will we see Therese at the reunion?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. She looked amazing. She did amazing. She was great.
Would you like to have Charisse back full time? Because obviously you guys have a very tight friendship.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely love to have her around, you know, whether it's, you know, in the same capacity or just to, I would love to see more, you know.
Yeah.
I would love for the fans and the viewers and just us to like see a little bit more into her life. Cause you know, it'd be good to have an update. And I feel like we didn't get any of that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask if Jacqueline was there, because that's a whole other bizarre situation. I'm hearing that she was not there.
She was there.
Oh, good. Okay.
She was there. That whole situation was so unfortunate. And
That was hard to
know. I hate to say it, but I, you know, put it on Mia, because I felt like as the housewife who brought your friend around, it's kind of your duty to like, you know, look out for your friend, protect your friend, help them along the way. And so I was, that situation is so unfortunate.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
What about season 8 for you? Are you wanting to come back?
Look.
You paused.
Yeah.
No, because every year I'm like,
you gotta think about
it. No, every year I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
You're an OJ.
Yeah, it's just, you know what it is, it's like while I'm filming, it's like, okay, this piece of cake, it's easy, you know, not easy, it's not a piece of cake, and it's not easy, it's very it's hard work, right? But I don't really live, I don't bring the drama home. It's like, you know, we all have a little more context when we're filming, because we film so much. And you know, the show then gets edited down a lot. And so when we're filming, it's just a lot easier than when it's on air. When it's airing, it's just like magnified, the drama and the toxicity. And then you have, you know, your castmates who weren't mad while you were filming and now they're mad. And it's just like, you know, and they're talking crap on Instagram and Twitter, and it's just, that just makes it worse. It just adds to the toxicity, and it's not necessary, you know. It's like, so, you know, I don't really bring that stuff home with me. I don't you know, live in the drama. I'm not consumed and obsessed by the show. And so when it's airing, that's when it's just like, oh my gosh, like it wasn't this bad. It really wasn't. So
yeah.
So it's like, you know, after every season when it's airing, I'm kind of like, ugh.
Do I want to do this again?
How much more of this do I want?
Yeah. And I was gonna ask quick, speaking of doing shows and not doing shows, are you interested in doing Girls Trip? Because I think some people were surprised that it was Giselle and Candace picked together, when obviously you and Giselle are a pair. Was that disappointing that you didn't get that opportunity for season 3?
Yeah, we were definitely, I was definitely like, oh, okay, that's weird. I'm like, that, and Giselle was definitely bummed too. So yeah, I would have totally have loved to have done that. Like, we would have had so much fun, you know. What I love about Girls Trip is that it's so much more lighthearted, and you get to have more fun. And you know, for people who listen to Reasonably Shady, like they get to see that side of us and how much fun we have and how much chemistry we have. And just, you know, we like to just laugh and joke and have fun. And so it would have been really nice to have us together there. Because from what I understand, Candace and Giselle did not get along, you know, so that's disappointing that that had to happen that way. Of course, like something like that sounds fun. It's a great opportunity. It's something to do something different, to be around different people. I mean, you know, but hey,
fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Robin. We're looking forward to seeing how the rest of the season of Potomac plays out, the reunion, and hearing about your potential wedding. We're so excited for you.
Yes, thank you guys. We just
thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
We appreciate your support of the show, and
we love Potomac.
Yes,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.